Welcome, everyone. I'm Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 28th episode in this podcast reading series. The Angel of Peace will further elaborate on the purpose and reasoning for his request that the prosecution establish for his client's satisfaction that the expert witness testimony of Elijah is not prejudicial in the least. While he could object, the Son of Man accepts the challenge and he will surely prove God's eternal truth in this court on this day of Jubilee. God has said that he will give the accused their day in court. This episode is the presentation of entries 709 through 711 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@lowshippubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Amazing is a word that may only begin to describe God. The Lord is more than anyone can ever understand. God is the ultimate source of all knowledge everywhere. There is no greater truth in the universe than Almighty God. The Angel of Peace has made it very clear to the court that his clients regard Elijah as a hostile witness.
Dearest Lord, God Almighty, my clients have this request. They ask that the court redirect this examination. There is clear evidence of truth in my client's claim that this expert witness is surely biased by his fame. Will the Lord disallow his testimony as prejudicial or allow a redirect for the prosecution to prove his impartiality?
Your Honor, it will please the court to know the truth, and the prosecution submits that this redirect will prove that this witness will only respond without hesitation to answer any question truthfully in a recross examination.
The request in this case seems reasonable enough. It seems that your fame precedes you, Elijah. I understand the concern about this witness's expertise, and I will allow counsel to fulfill this unusual request.
This courtroom tactic might not have ever worked before, but the defense is clearly attempting to delay due process, placing the burden of proof upon the prosecution's shoulders will only further validate the testimony of this witness. Sing praises to the Lord, God Almighty, with all your heart, for God is worthy of all our joyful song and praise. Bless the Lord with gladness in your heart and spirit, and let the world around you know that God is love. The Son of Man, who may object to the request, looks at the witness for a moment to think. The matter of proving this expert witness is unbiased really is not a challenge for either of them. This request will cause an increase in time for these proceedings in order to present the facts and details that abundantly prove the crimes.
The witness is not on trial here in this court, Your Honor, but I accept the defense counsel's request for a recross. I have no doubt that the court will further attest that Elijah is a righteous man, a true prophet of God, It seems to me the request is an attempt to elude the facts by suggesting that this expert witness's testimony is prejudicial. If it will please the court, I will refrain from objecting. I accept the facts that Elijah is an expert witness before God. He was one of two men whom the Lord took away while still alive. It was the same for Enoch, the seventh from Adam. Elijah did not die.
The graciousness and generosity of the counselor Jesus Christ woos the gantry and all the court with his love and patience. The prosecution accepts the defense's onerous challenge when he could have more easily objected without any fault. Give thanks to God for all of His mercies and eternal love. All that I have has been a gift to me from Almighty God. The Lord is with me, and I know God's eternal truth. God is love, and Jesus Christ will save us all. The Son of Man begins His recross examination. But there is a different purpose in His approach now. He no longer needs to establish His own innocence, nor does He need to disprove the fraudulent Catholic claims. All that remains before him now is the road ahead, a highway made straight for our God.
Elijah, you said that you saw the light of the Lord in me. How is it that you were able to know this truth? From the time before that time and centuries earlier, I had come to know the truth of Almighty God. I did not hate others, but I took pity on them. I received the blessings of God's Holy Spirit. I was like all other men, created equal by God, but it was God who chose me for my faith. I was afraid of the Lord, as all men should be, but my fear resulted from a lack of knowledge.
It should now become more obvious to everyone present. The defense tactic is delaying the cross-examination for a reason. Allowing Elijah to tell about all of his life on earth may cause an indisposition of boredom for the jurors. Well, this concludes episode 28 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was A Prejudicial Witness. With the Lord's approval, the Son of Man begins his recross examination of the expert witness on the stand. Elijah will tell his story, and it is a very long one. The proof of his veracity could take forever, because Elijah has been alive for a very long time. It might have been the Lord's plan for Elijah to take forever in the stand, and the gantry seems to be fidgeting for having to endure the length of this tale. Surely the Son of Man will have another strategy. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.